not nothing. Your turn, Miss Boylan.
Well, I'll tell you what, Bubba. Ever since you broke up with Terry, your yahtzee game has just gone all to hell.
I don't care about five of a kind, Grandma. I just want my one of a kind back.
Oh, forget about the debts and add your score. How you doing here, Isla?
Oh, I'm having a hard time getting with the game, too. I'm so worried about Mother.
What now?
Oh, I bought her a new depilatory. Hair today, gone tomorrow. She just had a terrible reaction to it. Her upper lip blew up like an inner tube.
Well, why did you even bother? I thought the mustache made her look real distinguished.
Well, you won again, Grandma.
Well, you two are no competition at all. Hey, yeah, Naomi, you want to play?
Not now, Mama. I got more on my mind than double Yahtzee.
Yeah, we were just out visiting Luann in her mobile home on Route 5, and guess who was there?
Every trucker in the tri-state area?
No, a real live psychic.
Oh, my, well, that's a first for Raytown.
Well, what does she do, read your palms or your cards?
No, that stuff is the bunk. She is a channeler.
It is amazing, Bubba. She goes into a trance, and then a spirit enters her body.
Yeah, I'll lay your odds that spirit is Jack Daniels.
Well, not necessarily, Thelma. I've read that trans-channeling is the latest way of tapping into the unknown.
Oh, I blame all of this malarkey on Shirley MacLaine. I swear, when that girl stopped dancing, I'd think it drove her cuckoo.
Well, you will change your tune when you see Madam Rita in action.
Yeah, she's coming over to do a reading for us tomorrow night.
Oh, no, I don't want that ding-a-ling here.
Mama, she says she needs to be in our house to feel our vibrations.
Yeah, to check out my silverware.
Hey, maybe she can tell me if I'm ever going to get back with Terry.
Oh, could I come too? She might be able to say if Mother will ever be free of her allergies.
Sure, Isla, the more the merrier, but you've got to chip in for the $20 fee.
Who would be stupid enough to waste their money on this foolishness?
I'm in.
Me too. What time's she coming over?
About 7:30. I'm bringing her in my pickup. Her car's got transmission trouble.
Oh, brother. Means you can see into the future, but you can't go into reverse?
Oh, come on now, Ms. Harper. Join the party. Take a trip to a new dimension.
Forget it. Living with you, lame brains, is Twilight Zone enough for me. Besides, I've got plenty of better things to do with my time.
Oh, yeah!
Sounds like they're having the time of their lives in there. Well, fighting baked on grease can be fun, too.
Wow!
What's he going on about now? Why am I cleaning my oven at 8 o'clock at night? I'm a perfect right to know what's going on in my own house.
And so I explained to the ghosts that it wasn't their house anymore. Showed them the bill of sale, and that cinched it. They left and never came back.
Wow.
Oh, well, I had no idea the ghosts were so reasonable.
Say, Grandma, we got a genuine ghostbuster here.
Yes, let me introduce you to my mother-in-law, Madam Rita. This is Thelma Harper.
So nice to meet you. Love your aura.
Oh, well, that's either obsession or oven off. Here, I brought you some cookies to go with that lemonade.
Oh, why, thank you. Funny, I was just thinking how much I love a cookie.
Wow. Is she telepathic or what? Just think, Mama. A minute ago, you didn't even want to see her. And now, you're doing her bidding.
Here, have a cookie, son. So, Madam Rita, don't I know you from somewhere?
Oh, maybe you two met in a former life.
No, I would have remembered.
Don't you work down at the beauty spot?
Oh, as a matter of fact, I do. I'm the new hair colorist. That's my job. This is my calling.
Oh, that is deep.
Yeah, it's getting plenty deep in here.
You'll have to excuse my grandma. She isn't really into the occult.
Well, maybe if you stayed for the rest of the session, you'll change your opinion, Mrs. Harper.
Well, I would just love to, but I've got a broiler to scrape. Oh, I hope I didn't make that lemonade too tart.
Miss Harper, this is it. She's going into her trance. Mm.
Madam Rita, are you all right?
I am not Rita. I am Leonora, the Duchess of Malaga.
Get this wacko out of my house.
No, no, Mama, she's not crazy. She's channeling.
Yes, the Duchess has entered her body and is speaking through her.
Oh, this is just giving me goosebumps.
Silence! I am here to give you the benefit of my centuries of experience. What do you wish to know?
Pick me! Oh, please!
Mama, you're not in school. Just go ahead.
Okay, well, your Duchess, my girlfriend left me for another guy. Will she ever take me back?
Well, for heaven's sake, the Duchess wants questions about the meaning of life, not about you and some airhead who flunked out of cosmetology school.
Thomas! Young man, I see the field gleaning for you in 2 days. At that time, go to her and beg her forgiveness.
Well, that sounds like sage advice. Anybody could have come up with that. Just because you're dead doesn't mean you're smart.
Thomas! Thelma Harper?
Yes?
There is somebody here on the other side that wishes to speak to you.
Well, I'm not feeling particularly chatty tonight.
Who is it? Who?
I cannot see the entity clearly, but his name starts with a C.
Oh, you don't think it could be Carl, do you?
Wait! He has a message for his snooky ookums.
Oh, my Lord, it is Carl. He always used to call me Snooky Yookums whenever he wanted to... Well, he didn't call me that very often.
Gee, my daddy. He's trying to get in touch with you from beyond the grave. Ooh. Isn't it weird, Mama?
Boy, I'll say. He never had anything to say to me when he was alive. All right, Duchess, go ahead. Put him through. And then you just quit that job, right, Carl? I remember how much you hated it, too. Thought you'd never find any work again. But you did. And then the very next year, we moved into this house. You remember that, Carl?
Okay, Miss Harper, time out. We've been down memory lane long enough.
Yeah, you've been talking to Daddy for the past 20 minutes.
Other people have questions for the Duchess, too.
Hush up. I'm talking to your grandpa.
Well, quit hogging the line, Thelma. Get your message and hang up. I gotta find out about Mother's allergies.
I'll run on home and scratch her. It's not every day that I get to talk with my dead husband.
Carl wants to know if you have finished bickering so he can give you his message.
Well, yes, we have, Carl. Are you loudmouth happy now? You have upset him. All right. Go ahead, Carl. What is it?
It's something he was never able to tell you when he was alive. Carl says he wants you to know that.
Yeah? Yeah, he wants me to know what? What?
I'm sorry, Miss Harper, that's it. She's coming out of her trance.
Well, she can. I want to hear what the message is. Speak to me, Carl.
Oh, Mrs. Harper. Oh, was I under?
What'd you do with the Duchess?
Oh, that she was here.
You don't know?
Oh, I'm never aware when the Duchess takes over.
Well, that is fascinating.
Fascinate my Aunt Fanny. I won't talk to the Duchess.
I'm sorry. I'm much too drained. Besides, I have a heavy streaking job in the morning.
Well, you can't just leave me up in the air like this.
My daddy was talking to my mama through the Duchess, but you woke up before he finished.
Well, it's very rare to get all the information in one session. I could try again tomorrow night if you wish.
Well, what do you mean, try?
Well, one never knows what will happen when one deals with the other world. The spirits are difficult and notoriously undependable.
Well, I guess dying hadn't changed Carl at all.
No. Carl, wait. Come back here. Don't leave me, Carl.
Grandma.
Carl!
Grandma!
Carl!
Grandma, are you all right?
What is the matter?
Oh, my Lord. I must have been dreaming.
Miss Harper, you have dreamt about Carl every night this week.
I know, but this one was so real. He was way up high on a mountaintop, and he's calling to me, Thelma, 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 Thelma. Come here. And I scramble, and I clawed my way all the way up there, and he just went running away from me, laughing his fool head off.
And you never caught up with him?
I couldn't. Never go mountain climbing in orthopedic shoes.
I brought some more munchies for tonight's reading. Is Vint gone to pick up Madame Rita again?
Yeah, her car's still in the shop with a bum clutch.
I tell you, with that $20 I've been laying out every night, the woman could buy a new Isuzu.
But it is worth it, Miss Harper. Her predictions have been right all week.
Yes, she was able to tell me exactly how Mother's allergy workup from Dr. Grayson would turn out. Seems she's not allergic to the depilatory after all. It's the chicken fat she uses as lip gloss.
She was right about me and Terry. She dumped that gas jockey and we're back together again.
Now listen, I've been thinking about this, and she could have gotten all this information doing hair down at the beauty spot. It's true. Terry and that gabby old nurse of your mother's, they're both regulars down there. Both bottled blondes.
But how do you explain Snooky Ookums? She couldn't have heard that down at the beauty spot.
No, that is the one that's driving me nuts.
Oh, I best go in and set out my goodies.
I'll give you a hand, Miss Boylan. What'd you bring for tonight?
Oh, Maurice's peanut butter cups. The Duchess seems to respond to those.
Well, I think she'd respond to anything that didn't nail down. Every night that Duchess eats more and more and tells less and less.
Shh. Hi, sweetie.
Hello, ladies. I have a feeling this might be a very special evening.
There, did you hear that?
Yeah, every night this week.
But tonight Mars is aligned perfectly with Pluto.
Ooh, what about Goofy?
Shut up, Dolby. So you think maybe I'm going to get in touch with Carl again tonight?
Oh, I'm almost sure of it. And now I'd like to go inside and prepare.
Oh, you mean to meditate?
No, to the ladies' room. When the Duchess takes over, she doesn't like me to have anything else on my mind.
Well, come on, I can't wait to get started.
Oh, Kenton, I hope that woman isn't just wasting my money and your gas.
Oh, no problem. It's been kind of fun chauffeuring Madame Rita around.
Yeah? What does she do, predict when the signals are going to change?
No, we just talk. She likes to hear my stories.
You didn't tell her about the time you met Jerry Van Dyke at the county fair.
No. I tell her stuff about the family. She's always asking because she never had a family of her own.
Just what exactly do you tell her?
Well, oh, on the way over tonight, I told her about the time Daddy bought the new hot water heater, and he put a big bow on it, and he gave it to you, and said it was your anniversary present.
It was not funny. Will you knock it off? Benton, did you happen to mention to that woman that sometimes your daddy used to call me Snooky Ookums?
Well, I might have. It's a pretty long drive.
Oh, my Lord.
Why? What's the matter?
Benton, don't you understand? If you told her about Snooky Ookums, it proves that woman is a fake.
Now, hold on, Mama. That doesn't prove a thing. It doesn't matter what I said to Madame Rita. She's not the one who mentioned Snooky Ookums. It was the Duchess. It's tricky, but you got to think it out.
I'm surrounded by morons. Well, I'm not going to sit back and take this. Look out, Rita. Thelma's about to flip your channel. All
right. Candy, Madame Rita?
Oh, no, thank you. I'm watching my weight. I only wish the Duchess would.
All righty, let's get this show on the road. Come on, Madame Rita, start your moaning and groaning.
Please, will you show a little respect?
Oh, it's not necessary. I want to be treated just like the rest of you. Well, after all, I'm nobody special.
Oh, how can you say that with your psychic ability?
Well, everyone has psychic ability.
Oh, do they now?
Oh, yes, indeed. The spirits aren't at all choosy. They'll talk to anyone who's open enough to receive them.
Well, you mean I could be working at my key grinder and all of a sudden start talking like an old pirate?
Stranger things have happened.
Well, excuse me, Madame Rita, could we get started? Mother's anxious to know if tomorrow's a good day for travel. She's thinking of going out in the backyard.
Then let's begin.
Yeah, hit it, Rita.
Mm-hmm.
am the Duchess Leonora with you and at your service.
Oh, good.
Hi, you Duchess. Terry's been talking about going steady, and I don't know.
Will you three knock it off? Take a number. I go first. Now, Duchess, what exactly is the scoop on Carl?
Wait. Yes, he wishes to speak to you. But first, I need some protein. Vinton, would you go into the kitchen and get me some of those nuts we had last time? Not the ordinary peanuts, mind you. Get me the party assortment.
I don't want your Duchess, please.
Could we please get on with this, Duchess?
Oh, yes. Carl wants to apologize for something that happened a long time ago. Does this make sense? He claims he gave you a hot water heater on your anniversary.
Well, is that true, Miss Harper? Did he do that?
Uh-huh.
Well, isn't that uncanny? Well, I guess this lays to rest any doubts you had about Madame Rita.
You bet your butt it does.
Here you go, your Duchessness.
Oh, I'm sorry, but Carl seems to be fading away.
Oh, well, that is just a shame. I guess that means you're going to have to come back again and again.
Well, one can never be sure. And now, if there are any other questions.
Well, I have one about the baby. I was wondering what kind of...
Grandma! Grandma, what's the matter with you?
Oh, my heavens, it looks like she's going into a trance. Miss Harper, wake up, wake up!
Mama, come back! Mama!
I am not Mama. I am Esmeralda. I walked this earth 1,000 years ago, and believe me, I'm bushed. Pass me some of those party nuts.
I can't believe it. Grandma's got a spirit in her.
Well, Esmeralda, what brings you to Raytown?
Well, it wasn't the 92 bus.
But why would you want to take over my mother-in-law's body?
It was the best I could find in a pinch. I have come here to expose your fancy duchess here as a phony.
What?
You heard me, a phony. How dare she? It's not true. She's a funny entity. She's evil.
Silence!
This woman sees nothing and knows less. I am a duchess. Oh, yeah, well, I outrank you toots. I'm a queen.
Wow, my mama, a queen.
That's right. I am Esmeralda, queen of the gypsies. Uh-huh. Hey, gypsy. Not of royal blood. She's not to be trusted. And you are, you Duchess of Deceit? Sure, you get all your information from the other side of town. Right,
silence!
I see Madame Rita charging $20 for second-hand gossip she is getting for free down at the beauty spot.
Hey, Grandma was right.
Wait. You ain't heard nothing yet. I also see Madame Rita sitting in that pickup truck, getting Harper family secrets from a nitwit.
Wow, that's me!
Madame Rita! How could you?
Well, even the spirits need a little help now and then.
Well, shame on you. You're nothing but a flim-flam artist.
Oh, lighten up. Where else could you get a whole evening of family entertainment for $20?
Speaking of which, your royal phoniness, I would like all my money back or I'm gonna call out the Bunko Squad.
I don't suppose you'll take a check?
Not on your babushka.
Vilma, you were magnificent.
You sure were, Miss Harper. You had me completely fooled.
Yeah, you were just as convincing as Madame Rita.
Oh, well, hell, I thought I was much better.
I'll say. Now, how about bringing back the Queen of the Gypsies, huh, Mama? Can we, huh? Can we?
Why not?
Good news for you, Benton Harper. Esmeralda sees you coming back in a future existence as a much higher life form. A mushroom.
Huh?
It's tricky, but you got to think it out.